This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 20. The Secret to Getting Past Insecurity. Here's Song 142, sung to the tune of For the Beauty of the Earth. And sing along.
To the Lord Most High, lift my voice with plaintive cry, pour out my complaint to Him, tell the trouble I am in. Lord, in mercy, think on me, hear my to my cry and heed, for I am in desperate need. Save me from those who pursue, they are not too strong for you. Rescue me and hear my plea, for they are too strong for me. Set me from my prison free, that my praise to you might be. Righteous ones will gather round to bountifully.
Consider this. I have a major problem. I knew it from a young age. I've fought it all my life. And the more I try to overcome it, the worse it gets. I can bring this condition down to one word. You're probably thinking, he's going to talk about sin again and being born this way and all the other stuff he says over and over and over again. That would be predictable, but that's not my problem. Okay, it is my problem, but that's not the problem I'm talking about today. Actually, I think this is the problem that underlies the problem of sin. I'm just going to say it. I am insecure. I felt it from a young age, that inner gnawing just under the surface of things, that almost constantly messages you that things are not okay, that you don't cut it, that you just don't have what it takes. Did you catch the slick move I made in the last sentence? I slipped out of talking about my problem and began to make it your problem. That move from speaking in first person to second person gets me every time. It's as if I'm saying, "No, I know you have this problem too, and I would much rather analyze your problem than dealing with my own." So as a safe play for both of us, let's just shift this to the third person, who in this instance happens to be the psalmist. Can you believe how insecure the psalmist is? We are at Psalm 142, for crying out loud. Only 8 more left in the songbook, and he's still talking about his desperation and neediness and sad circumstance. "Own your life. Make a plan, bro," I want to tell him. "Hire a security guard already." In truth, the singer shows us the only real way to deal with the problem of insecurity. The secret to getting past insecurity is to let it lead you to vulnerability before God. Psalm 142 is a great example. The singer teaches us the only security to be had is the intimate presence of Almighty God. Jesus made it the first attitude in his 8 attitudes of highly successful, insecure people, otherwise known as the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:3. Somewhere along the way of my growing up, I came across this translation of this verse. "Blessed are those who know their need of God." My working translation today is, "Blessed are the insecure, for the security of heaven is theirs." If we will go there, these 150 songs will lead us to the rock that is higher than us, to the only secure place on the planet, the kingdom of God. It's kind of like an Alcoholics Anonymous for the rest of us. I'm John David, and I'm insecure. And I'm discovering day by day the only security on the planet that brings me true happiness. His name is Jesus. Will you join me in singing Psalm 142? Ask yourself, share with another, are you in touch with your own insecurity? What keeps you from admitting it? Or are you finding true security in a relationship with Jesus Christ? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.